Okay, good morning to everybody, and as we move towards Shabbos, and so towards the end of Sefer Tehillim, we're up to Mizmor Kuf Mem, which is really all about Lashon Hara. The Malbim notes that it takes place during a period in David's life when he was running away from Shaul, and he was informed upon by the Zifim. And so we'll talk about Lashon Hara, but it's so, you know, deeply resonant in terms of the challenges that we faced as a community. You know, first when we began learning Sefer Tehillim with the pandemic, you know, how we've seen the power of disinformation and misinformation. It continues to be an issue in the country at large, of people who lack the fundamental and basic qualifications of the medical experts to tell us, you know, what exactly is helpful and what isn't helpful, and people spreading all kinds of fear in that area. And then, unfortunately, the next crisis that we had to move into, the crisis of anti-Semitism, which is also largely predicated on misinformation and disinformation and demonization, and you know, people sometimes deliberately and sometimes because they've been acculturated to it, presenting things in such a skewed you know, unhelpful way, just through their words alone, that create a certain reality, and how words really can create that reality and translate into action in a very serious and you know, oftentimes very frightening way, as we experienced just over a month ago with Israel's war to defend itself. And, you know, instead what we have is, you know, a portrayal of Israel as an aggressor, you know, state, and looking to harm innocent children, which is really the opposite of the truth. But again, this is not a new problem in society. And the social media all around us has been an accelerant of that problem. It's been a multiplier of that challenge, but it hasn't created it. And we really see that in this Mizmor Tehillim. I should just note in one last point of introduction, you know, the Rambam distinguishes in Hilchos Deos and Perek Zayin, where the Rambam deals with the halachos of Lashon Hara, of Lo Seidech Rachel B'Mecha, and he mentions libel, which is a Botzi Shemra. Then the Rambam comes to the content, to the topic of Lashon Hara, which is true information, but it's meant to demean, disparage, to destroy. And there the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, distinguishes between Lashon Hara and Baalei Lashon Hara. Baalei Lashon Hara is somebody who does this as a way of life. And unfortunately, you know, that's really what we're dealing with in the context of this Mizmor to a great degree. And what we're dealing with in terms of the challenges that we face are people who, it's not just a one-off that they happen to speak Lashon Hara. Chazal said Hakol Ba'avak Lashon Hara. In some sense, nobody, you know, is entirely immune from this very serious pathology. But then there are Baalei Lashon Hara who, you know, make a lifestyle and an ethos out of it. So Lanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Chaltzeni Adonai Mi'adam Ram Mi'ish Chamasim Tin Sireni. So God should extract and save me from you know, people who are wicked. Mi'ish Chamasim. The Malbim notes that there's a little bit of a difference in Adam Ra and an Ish Chamasim. An Adam Ra could just be somebody, you know, who's looking to cause harm, and Ish Chamasim has something to gain from it. Asher Chashvu wrote, Bilibam Kol Yom Yaguru Milchamot. So they're plotting, you know, these machinations, and you would think that David HaMelech would say immediately, you know, and here's what they did. But instead, it gets to be a matter of their speech. It's what they say, because it's deep understanding that something that somebody says, like for David, simply informing Shaul that David is mistater imanu, that David is hiding in the mountains over here, that itself is already a, you know, concrete action. The Talmud debates whether Dibor is kemaisa, but in many ways it already is. Shalinu l'shonam kimo nachash, just like the original nachash, the original disinformationist, ki yodei alokim, biyom achocham mimenu v'yisem kelokim, yodei tovara, right? The nachash, you know, we always think of him as that his modus operandi was Lashon Hara, but the truth of the matter is that he was a disinformationist, right? That he was looking to, you know, promote his own agenda. We have it in this week's parsha. We can't take it anymore. And of course, Hashem sends a nachash, that the Jewish people have to really contemplate the nachash, and with the nachash, you know, what made the nachash so dangerous. Shamreni Adonai midei rasha miish chamasim tinsreni asher chashvu livchod pamai tamnu geim pachli, right, that they laid literally a stumbling block or a trap for me. And this can also be verbal. We haven't seen anything, you know, in terms of maisa yet, but that this can really just be verbal, that they set up a certain trap by formulating things in a particular way, in which can cause extreme damage. Chavalim parsu reshet, again, a metaphor that they've spread out this mokesh, this trap. Liad magam mokshim shatu lisela marti l'adonai li'ata hazina adonai kol tachanunai. So the Malbim points out that David HaMelech puts his faith in the fact that he's been loyal to Hashem this whole time, that he's keli'ata, and also that Hashem makes himself available even for people who aren't necessarily as committed and have established that kind of a relationship, right? Hashem makes himself available. So that's the second half of the pasuk. Hazina Hashem kol tachnunai. Hashem, you should listen to my pleading with you, simply because Hashem, by definition, is a shomei tefila. Hashem Elokim oz yeshuati, the strength, my fortress of salvation. Sakota leroshi, right? You'll protect me b'yom nashek, on the day that the aggressors come with weapons. Nashek in modern Hebrew is a weapon. Taharmi al titin Hashem ave rasha, don't give them their desires. Zemo al tafek yarumu sela, you should not grant them, kasher zamam lasos lachiv, that which they have set out to do. Taharmi. Just skipping ahead a few psukim here to pasuk yedved. Ish lashon bal yikon, right? These people who speak in such a wicked and again devious way, they should not be able to establish themselves. Ba'aretz ish chamas. Hashem will help the one who's oppressed by these people. Tzadikim will be able to give hodah when you save them. And Yesharim, who, as the Malbim notes, are even on a higher level, people who just live completely upright lives. Not that that will save them always from those, you know, who wish to harm them verbally, but Yeshu Yesharim Espanecha, they'll experience intimacy with Hashem. Chosamu shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, since God is truth in His very essence. So people who engage in these kinds of practices of very misleading speech, devious speech, harmful speech, there's no way that they can come close to Hashem. They're part of those who are not able to come into Hashem's presence, as opposed to the Yesharim. So unfortunately, you know, we live with these challenges, but we know that we can overcome them both with the help of Hashem and by also not being afraid to speak the truth and to stand up for the truth. We've spoken about it many times in the context of Israel, right? Laman Sion lo achashalom, Yerushalayim lo ashkot. But it happens to be true in many other ways as well. The mitzvah of lo samar al dam re'acha isn't just that if we can do an action, but if we can reveal something to somebody who might otherwise be in danger. So that includes the realm of speech as well. So we have to speak up against the misinformation, against the disinformation, speak up for MS, because it can save so many lives.